Today is Monday, February 20th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I've tried, and whatever is on my mind. Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, if you've heard my podcast before in the past, you will know that that was a totally different beginning, the music. I don't know what happened with my app, but the music that I normally pick was not there anymore. That whole section was not there anymore in the app that I use, in Anchor. So I haven't a clue. I had to find something else. So I did. Sounded a little bit like me, so I went with it. What else? So, I am going to tell you about what I did this weekend. You're welcome. You might find it fascinating, you might not find it fascinating, but it also might be of good information for you. So, the title of my podcast for today is called Things to Do in Saratoga, New York. Okay, and now, bear with me because I have done podcasts about Saratoga before and different places in Saratoga and all this stuff. But you know what? It's wintertime in upstate New York, and unless you like to go skiing, which I've never done, there's not that much to do when it's cold outside. Really, there isn't. So what to do? Well, let me tell you, my family and I, we decided to go out to breakfast. First, we went to Denny's. Actually, all this happened on Saturday, just so as you know. We went to Denny's in the Wilton Mall area, and we had a pretty good breakfast, and then we decided to go to the car museum in Saratoga. Yes, there is a car museum in Saratoga. It's in the big, I don't even know what to call it. It's in the area where you could do a lot of different walking and where SPAC is and all this stuff. And there's a museum there. And it's actually a pretty cool museum. It's small, but that's okay because if you've got little ones with you, you don't want to go to anything too big. So the first floor of this car museum, the cars change. I don't know if it's every week or every month or what it is, but they do change. Last time I was there, I got to see the Batmobile, which was pretty cool. Couldn't go in it, obviously, but I did get to see it. On Saturday when we went, they had a whole bunch of cars from the different Bond movies. Those were pretty cool cars to see. The banged up ones, the really nice ones, and they had pictures of a couple of the Bonds, which Pierce Brosnan is my absolute favorite Bond man. He really is. I've loved watching him act since I was probably 14 years old when I first saw him on Remington Steele. That's a side note. Anyway, this museum is really, really cool. There's a whole bunch of different cars to see. There is a second level in which cars, excuse me, the same cars are up there all the time. There's a combination of old cars from, I think, like the 20s, a bunch of different sports type cars, which I assume men drove in like the Indy 500 or whatever. And then there's two little cars kind of in the middle where if you've got toddlers, they are allowed to go in them and they're allowed to sit in there and play with the steering wheel and all the stuff. It was a really nice time. It was hot in there, but it was a nice time. So if you love cars, if you love Bond, if you love just different types of cars, it's a cool place to go. You do have to pay, and I'm not quite sure how much you have to pay because my husband paid. And usually when he pays for something, I don't bother to check to see how much it is because it's usually a pretty good price. But you know what? You could probably go online and find out. It's the Saratoga Car Museum. But yeah, that was really, really nice. And then we went to Saratoga, to the main street. There's, I don't know, one, two, three, at least three parking garages that you could park your car in if you don't want to park in the street. So we parked. We walked. It wasn't very cold on Saturday, like I said, but it wasn't warm either. So it was a nice day to walk a little bit. And there's always somebody in Saratoga walking around. Always. It doesn't matter the weather. There's always somebody there. We went to Uncommon Grounds and we got some hot drinks to go. By the way, I got the hot cafe mocha and that was surprisingly good. So there you have it for that. I guess that's a plug for Uncommon Grounds, which... So be warned, because this ticks me off, and it probably doesn't tick too many other people off. If you are going to walk around Saratoga, and if you're going to go into a store, I have no idea why, but the stores allow dogs in them. I don't understand this one little bit. It doesn't matter the size of your dog. They're going to let your dog in. I think it's stupid. I think it's unhygienic. I mean, I see people walking in wearing a face mask and their dog with them. And all I can think to myself is, what is wrong with you? You're not going to get COVID. Don't worry about the stupid mask, but please get your dog out of the store. Okay. I don't like the idea of dog hair getting on my food. And let's face it, people, dogs do shed. Okay. It is an animal. They do shed. I don't care how clean you keep your dog. They still shed. It's inevitable. So I don't understand why people would want to see dogs shedding in a store. That's just a side notion because, well, quite frankly, I'm sick of seeing dogs going into stores, okay? There are signs on a whole bunch of these stores saying no dogs allowed, and yet people don't care. They still bring in the dogs. And for some reason, the owners and managers don't say a dang thing. What is up with that? Okay, now that I got that over with, the coffee was still good. The coffee at Uncommon Grounds was good and was tasty, and we brought it back to the car. And like literally there are so many stores on Main Street, Saratoga, that you can go into. There is G. Willikers, which is a toy store, which we've actually gotten some things for our grandkids in that store. We bought one of our grandsons a sword. I guess you could call it a foam sword, but let me tell you, that thing got played with so much. That was a good deal. I do think that store is pricey, but remember, it's Saratoga. It's where the racetracks are. The stores are going to be pricey. There is also Celtic Treasures, which is an Irish import store. We love to go into that store when we're in Saratoga. We get chips, and they've got jewelry. They've got different candies. They've got clothes. So if you're going to Saratoga and you're on vacation, you know you always bring money when you're on vacation, because I know I do that when I go on vacation. Go into there. They've got lots of different things to choose from. What else? There's Putnam Market where you can go and you can get food, and there's a whole bunch of different cheeses. I mean, just overall, walking up and down the street in Saratoga, it's fun. There are stores to go into. Sometimes there is a chowder fest going on, and you can spend a buck to get chowder. Well, each cup is a buck, so for me, that's not really worth it. What else is it? At Christmas time, they've got stuff. I mean, there's always something going on, I feel like. Well, maybe not always, but there's stuff going on in Saratoga. If you like horse racing, that's going to start up soon enough. It happens in the summertime, and yeah, but overall, there are things to do in Saratoga, New York. There is the battlefield that you could walk around and see where the Saratoga battle took place. There's lots to do. What else? I just really enjoy walking up and down Saratoga. I like looking in the shops. Whether I go into all of them or not is another story, but I do like to go into them. And it's just a nice thing to do, whether it's cold out or warm out or hot out. If it's raining, yeah, sure, why not? If it's snowing, yeah, sure, why not? It's just something to do. Yeah, it's just, and like I said, the museum, it's nice, especially if you love cars. I know there's one particular car in that museum, in the Saratoga Car Museum, that I absolutely love, that I would love to be able to get into, but obviously I can't. So, I guess that's it for my podcast today. I just wanted to let you know that there are things to do in Saratoga, New York. And which, by the way, Saratoga is short for Saratoga Springs. Lots of people call it Saratoga. Lots of people call it Toga. I don't know why exactly, but they do. And that's it. So, you know, if you're going on vacation to upstate New York, and if you're going to be in the Saratoga area, I would highly suggest that you stop by and walk up and down the streets, check everything out, go into Uncommon Grounds, go into Celtic Treasures, go into Putnam Markets, into G. Willikers, and whatever other store fancies you. So, there you have it. I guess that's it for my podcast and things to do in Saratoga. So, I really hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. I know I haven't done one in a while, but I haven't done anything worth doing to tell you in a podcast, and I haven't gone anywhere really. And so try not to bore you or be too long on my podcast. But I hope you did like this podcast. And I did want to let you know that if you would like to follow me, my podcast is Kathleen's Corner. If you would love to like to subscribe, I would love it. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I would love that too, at SRKBear. If you'd like to check out my YouTube channel, please feel free. It's Kat and Smith. That is KatAndSmith. I have like 172 videos out there for you to watch. They're either videos or they're shorts. Either way, I hope you enjoy them. And if you do like what you see, please feel free to subscribe to that as well. I am all over social media. I have to be to promote all my stuff. So you can find me on LinkedIn as well. And Facebook. All my stuff is on Facebook. You know, my books and all that. Yes, I am an author. Miscarriage is My Story and Brooklyn Raised Living Upstate. What else can I tell you? I do have a blog. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. I have not had a chance to write a new blog as of yet, but I do have so many blogs that you can read, and a whole bunch of them are on travels. My last one was about the Holy Sepulchre, and the one before that, I believe, was about Israel as a whole. And hey, if you got a family, or even if you're single, we have apps for you. All of our apps at the moment are in the App Store, the Apple App Store. Under my name, Kathleen Smith, which my business is Bears with Apps, we have something for the entire family. We have a quiz app called 9Quiz. We have two different spelling apps if your children need help with spelling. We have math apps, so they're like flashcards. So if you need help with adding or multiplying or subtraction, we have that app for you. We have writing apps and we have cash register apps. I'm telling you, we got them all. So if you would like to, you could check them out. If you would like a link to any of them, please let me know and I will gladly give it to you. And hey, if you need a book to listen to, my books are out there. Okay? I know going through a miscarriage is rough. I do. So if you need a book for that, my story's out there. Miscarriage is my story. I really know it's not easy. I know. And if you ever hear my Brooklyn accent come out, it's because I am from Brooklyn. And my book, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, just tells you a little bit about what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and moving to upstate. I also write about losing my mom to cancer, which was not an easy thing to do. I mean, that's never easy for anybody, but it's in the book. And I just want to thank you so very much for listening to my blog. Not my blog. This is my podcast. You can read my blog. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And I will be back at some point. I don't know when, but I will be back. In the meantime, I hope you have a good morning or a good afternoon or a good night. And please be safe wherever you are. And again, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye.